Case number 13106, Richard West seeks variances from the front and rear yard setback requirements for an existing and proposed structure. Section 115.42, 115.182, and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Wilmington Street within the Banks Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 31579 Wilmington Street in Ocean View. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 1184. The applicant is seeking a 2.9-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an addition, a 5.7 and 5.8-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing detached garage, and a 0.3-foot and a 0.4-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing shed. We have 25 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
So I'm Joe Caswell. I'm the builder.
Hit the button there so it's green.
Thank you. I'm Joe Caswell. I own the company that's building this, the addition.
We'll get into that in a minute. What's your address?
18 Hudson Avenue, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
The floor is yours.
So as the builder, I wanted to be here to represent Mr. and Mrs. West because I'm the one that's created this situation that we're in now. So I'll explain why we're here and how we got here. So back in about July of last year, I met with Mr. and Mrs. West to talk about putting an addition on the front of their home. It's not only them living in the house at this point. They have a growing family. Their daughter and their grandchild has moved in with them. Mrs. West's mother lives with them part-time with the potential of having to move in full-time. So after our meeting and with the current interior layout of the home, as well as some remodeling that they're planning to do on the interior of the home, we determined that the most practical location would be to put this addition on the front of the home. I called the county to inquire about setbacks. I'm not blaming the county in any way. I accept full responsibility for where we are. But they said it was a 30-foot setback. I said, is that from the street? The response was yes. I understand now that I can ask for an email that explains everything. I didn't get the email at that time. But I did email Mr. West, which was part of the I didn't get an email from them. That same day, I did email Mr. West to say, hey, I called the county, and this is what the county had said. So understanding that, I wrote around just to make sure that I had the correct information. There are properties in the area that encroach on the setback. The property directly across the street has a deck that's well into the setback. There's one on the corner that's well into the setback, and then there's a garage at the top of the street as well. When I went in to call for my framing inspection, they said that the footing inspection had failed because they believed that there was an issue with the setback. And so that's why I called, and that's why we're here today. So it is a minimal infraction. I mean, it's an infraction. It's a minimal infraction. Mr. and Mrs. West have 24 letters that they've canvassed the area so that they can say that they have the support of the community as well. I'd also like to say that while I created this situation, I understand that I have taken steps so that this doesn't happen again. It was my misunderstanding and my inexperience that we're in this situation now.
That complete your presentation?
I believe so.
Are there any questions from the board?
The design was based off of the next door neighbor's design. The design does fit in with the community because the next door neighbor has a design very similar to the design that we've done as well.
So to hear it, to understand correctly, you were basing where you were setting this addition based on where the street.
It was my understanding that the property went to the street. There's about a 15 to 17 foot. Now I understand there's a 15 or 17 foot, I guess they call that an easement at the front of the house. And then that's where it begins. But it was my understanding that we had gone to the street. And again, in observing properties and structures that had been improved in the area, I didn't have reason to dispute that.
So you're about just under 3 feet. How far? What are we talking about as far as the distance that you went over? That
The distance would encroach would be yeah. two. It's I believe it's 2.9 feet.
Okay. Actually, that addition, if what you're stating is correct, let's just use the 15 feet. You're actually 42 feet. And a little bit of change away from the road. Is that what I'm hearing correctly?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Again, I give credit to Mr. and Mrs. West. They did canvass the area and 24 letters of support that I believe are on record with the county.
Is it all along, so this street, along the whole street, there's the easement that creates that extra barrier from the street to the
property. I believe so, yes. And again, I'm working with Greg Hook and Mike Loveland. I forget the name of the company, but they're engineers.
Simpler Survey.
They're going to work with me in the future to not only, before we start, provide location surveys, but then also to explain to me and to help me to understand if there are issues that this is prevented in the future, because it's utterly humiliating.
Questions from the board? Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll make a note for the board. This property, if I'm looking at the survey right, is exactly 10,000 square feet. So much like the other one we had this evening, there would be some benefit to the small lot ordinance if it was 1 square foot lower. That would only affect the side and the rear yard. So looking at this, I don't see any steps on the drawing here that we have. Where are the steps?
Oh, so that's actually going down the side of the house. They don't come out of the front.
Okay,
out
so they're not coming any further. All right. I just want to make sure, because we just don't see them on the site plan.
Yes.
The garage and the shed, you may have heard Ms. Norwood say we're also seeking variances for those structures. I presume they were there previously, is that correct?
Yeah, I didn't. So my application, and in working with the West, had nothing to do. They were there before we ever even started up. They may have been there before they even purchased the home. I had no idea that they were even going to be on the agenda this evening. Well,
we can have you testify that if you'd like, sir, if you'd step up, maybe give us some clarity on those structures. Yeah. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, Richard West, 31579 Wilmington Street, Ocean
and,
View.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And how long have you owned the property?
A little over 5 years.
And was the house, garage, and shed on the property at that time?
Yes.
I'm going to guess the shed and the garage are not easily moved?
No, they're... the garage definitely is a permanent structure. The shed is, it's a pretty large shed as well. You can see in the diagram. It would be very difficult to move. Yeah.
Have you had any complaints about the structures?
No.
Do you have any well or septic on this property?
Yes, we have a well.
Where's the well located?
The well head is in the front, to the left of the driveway, but it's probably 20 feet from the road.
From the road or from the edge of pavement? From the front yard or the edge?
From the edge of the pavement of the road.
Okay. So it's very close to your front yard then, I would think. Because I think your builder testified there's about a 15-foot gap between the road and your front property line. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we didn't get a survey from the road to the property line or right away, but we actually went out and measured it ourselves, and there's stakes out there from the survey that was done previously that shows our property line. So we measured as 17 feet, the pavement to our property line. So the well head sits about maybe 5 feet inside the property line.
Now, I know that your builder had testified that, I guess you have some additional family members who have moved in or are living with you, is that correct?
We're growing, intending to grow more, yeah. We have a 31-year-old daughter and 25-year-old son. We have a grandchild. Mother is quite a bit and probably will be staying there for a while.
How large is the existing dwelling from a square footage standpoint?
It's right around 1,600. Might be 1,560 maybe.
And the addition would add, looks like 190 square feet, somewhere in that range?
18 by 12, yeah, something around that, yeah.
And will that be for additional living space, or what's it to be used for?
Yes. Initially, I have I work out of my house. Right now, my bedroom is my office, so for a short term until I retire, we're gonna move my office out there. Once I retire, it'll be kind of like a all-purpose room out there.
Yeah. All right, I don't have any additional questions, thank you.
More questions from the board? Seat right here in the front, please. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case 13106? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13106? No further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13106 for Richard West for the requested variance pending the final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions. So the property has an easement that runs in front of it that creates a extra barrier between the property line and the street. And the exceptional practical difficulties due to such conditions, that condition created confusion with the builder who approached on the setback. Due to such physical conditions or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare, and the variance represents the minimal variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Levengood?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13106 has been approved. I do appreciate you coming tonight. Thank you.